Time to talk Jack tonight's girls basketball here on our locker room chats on FM 103.9 KNZA. Talking to Dan Shoup, the head coach of the Cobra girls. Jack tonight's off to a great start here this season. A good win over Royal Valley on Friday, 61-30. And then on Tuesday night, a 60-12 win over Oskaloosa. So, Coach, two pretty good wins here to start the year. Just what have been your thoughts on these first couple?
Yeah, that game last Friday against Royal Valley, I was very pleased for a first game. Usually in a first game, you get a lot of nervousness and execution isn't at a high level. I've been very fortunate. I got four of my returning starters back. So as a first game goes, I was very pleased with the way the kids executed things, the energy they brought to the game, and definitely started on the right foot.
Yeah, just in both games, you've had different girls step up as well. I know you talked about having that leadership back from the girls that have so much experience. Have you been pleased, really, first off, just in the mix that you've had of different girls stepping up?
Yeah, I mean, and that's important. Teams just can't focus on one or two kids. I mean, we're very fortunate in this group that we have several kids that can put the ball in the basket, and they kind of understand what their strengths are. And they've been playing well together. But like I've said, the first two games with these kids, I mean, yeah, it's nice to get these first two wins, so it is. But, I mean, we're looking to improve and what we can build on to continue to get better before going to break.
One girl I was really impressed with last Friday doing that game against Royal Valley was Kaylee Thompson. She was able to score the ball pretty well, scoring 23 points in that game. What did you see from her in that first one and just so far through the first two?
She definitely has upped her level of confidence in the post area, shooting the basketball. But the big thing what she provides is she provides a lot of toughness in that interior. Both nights, she's had over 10 rebounds. She really does an excellent job of getting on the boards. And that really starts everything else on the other end for us. So it does get us out in transition and things of that nature. So, yeah, I've been very pleased up this point with several of my kids.
Now you look at here to coming up on Friday night, you'll have Pleasant Ridge coming to town. And Pleasant Ridge, they're a team that they have some good pieces in there as well and can present some problems. So what do you look at here with Pleasant Ridge on Friday?
Yeah, their teams have been known for to bring in a physical type of game. They're one of the bigger schools in our league. So they'll have numbers also. So they will. So, and it's going to be another test for us. I think we can look at it as something that we see a little bit different styles of play each game that we've played up to this point. I think they're going to bring another style of play that we haven't seen yet, which will be hopefully another learning experience for us, and hopefully just continue to grow with it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the 2-0 start to the year. Good luck against Pleasant Ridge coming up on Friday. Thank you for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny. Thanks for all the coverage, too.
Of course, Coach. Thank you. Dan Shoup, head coach of the Jackson Heights girls, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham here on KNZA.